Hallelujah. I want to meet him in that sky. Hallelujah. You know, there's an expectancy. There's an expectation when you've been born again and filled with the gift of the Holy Ghost. There is joy unspeakable. It's full of glory. Hallelujah. Oh, what singing. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We want to go to the word of the Lord tonight. If you'd like to stand, we're going to go to 1 Corinthians 11, verse 23. Don't be afraid. We are not taking communion tonight, but you will think so after I read. For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me." After the same manner also, he took the cup when he had supped, saying, "This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till he come." Lord Jesus, bless us tonight as we come to hear your word. Open our minds and our hearts to understanding. Give us a desire to live for you above all else, O God. Make us willing servants. Guide and keep each word that I speak in love and in your will tonight. I give you praise and glory in advance for what you're going to do in this service tonight. For this people. In this hour. I give you glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen. As you're seated, bump somebody and say, "It's good to see you in the house of the Lord tonight. You all look so very, very nice tonight." Tonight, I briefly want to turn your attention, and the title of my sermon, "He is God of the past, the present, and the future." He is God of the past, the present, and the future. Everybody needs forgiveness for their past. Everybody. Don't think you're normal or abnormal or crazy. We all have a past. We all have a past. We all have sin in our past. Oh yeah, Romans 3 and verse 23, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Romans 3 and 10, "As it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one." We all have a past, and he is the God of the past. Whatever situation, whatever trial, whatever trouble, whatever haunting memory is in your mind, God is the God of the past, and he can take that memory and that hurt and that pain and that sin out and heal and bless, and his mercy can flow over your past. Everybody has a past. Everyone has something to be ashamed of in their past. If you knew everything that the person sitting beside you had done, you might not want to be sitting beside that person. Because all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Your past will continually haunt you. It will continually torment you until you bring your past to Jesus. When you bring your past to Jesus, he will forgive you of all of your sins. Every sin of the past can be washed and buried. That's why it's important to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins. It wipes it away. It takes it away. Justification, that word means, and that word that is born, that means a born again person has no past in the eyes of the Lord. When you've been buried, when you've been washed, when you've repented of your sins and you've asked God, "God, forgive me for my evil thoughts. Forgive me for my evil words. Forgive me for my evil deeds. If there's anything I've done, God, forgive me. Take those memories. Some of you have done that. I have done that. And you know what? The devil throws a memory and a thought in my mind. And I'm sitting there and I'm thinking, man, I was a bad person. I shouldn't have done that. I'm not proud of that. I thought I had overcome that already. And the devil said, oh, you're a failure. You'll never succeed. You can't do that. God doesn't love you. My mom met a man in the Walmart parking lot. She was getting out yesterday morning very early, and it scared her because he was at the back of his car, and she parked and got out. And she began to go in, and two other men were going in, so she thought she'd be okay, and the man stopped her and said, ma'am, you look like someone who prays. Yes, sir. He said, ma'am, would you please pray for me? I feel like I've lost touch with God. I don't know where to turn. God had called me to preach when I was a young man, and I have turned my back on God, and I'm afraid that I'm not going to make it, and I want to get faint. Would you pray for me? And my mom began to pray with him and ask God to touch him and bless him. And when they were done praying, he thanked her, and he asked her, he said, ma'am, he said, do you think God still loves me? My mom looked at him and told him, said, sir, the devil is lying to you. The devil is telling you you can't make it, but obviously you still have a love and a burden and a reality of who Jesus is. I encourage you to get into a Spirit-filled, Holy Ghost-filled church with a pastor and let that pastor begin to work with you and plant your roots there and get in the Word of God. And let God begin to heal you. And he'll take that torment that the devil is putting in your mind of the past, of you failing, of you not making it, of you hurting somebody, of you stealing or lying or cheating. And he'll wipe it white as snow. God is God of the past. Say that with me. God is God of my past. Of my past. Make it personal. Point at yourself. Of my past. He is God of my past. Past. Romans 5:1. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through Jesus, through our Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You can live in peace. You can live in harmony. You don't have to gripe. You just calm down. He is God of your past. Let the past go. Many times it's not our relationship with God that's a problem. It's us that's the problem. God's already forgot about it. We keep bringing it up and saying, hey, God, do you remember? No, I forgot about that. I forgave you. Remember when you said, Lord, forgive me of my... Oh, yeah. Yeah, he is God of the past. Secondly, everybody needs strength for the present. Is there anybody in this room tonight that life is just so grand and perfect for you? You don't have any problems. You've never stumped your toe. You've never had flat. You've never had to go put gas in your car. Anybody? No. We all have a present. We all live in the present, right? We have a present. And he is God of not only the past, but he is God of the present. We all have problems in the present. We all have issues in the present. Some problems are big. Some problems are small. Some of your problems people know about. Some problems nobody knows about but you and God. Some problems are coming you don't even know about yet, but God does. But he's God of your present, and he will see you through. He won't always take you out of the storm, but he will never leave you or forsake you. He'll ride with you through the storm. He'll see you through. He'll be a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. He'll pick you up when you are down. Because he is God of the present. And just as Jesus has provided forgiveness for our past, he has provided the power to help us conquer our present problems. Yes, he has. John 1:12. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. You've got to believe in the name of Jesus. You've got to believe that there is a God. You've got to believe. You've got to have faith and believe that when you pray, it's not in vain. God bless my family. God bless my church. God bless my children. God bless my wife. God bless my home. God bless my grandparents. He is a blessing God. He is a blessing God. He is God of the present. Luke 24:49. And behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you. But tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until ye be endued with power from on high. That's that power that Brother Valentine was talking about earlier. I thought he was just going to just take all my sermon away from it. You've got to have power from on high. And when that power of the Holy Ghost gets into your life and into your home, things will begin to change. And you know what? Your children's children's children will be just like that man, and they're going to be representing in the house of David, in the house of the king, in the house of God. Why? Because that power from on high has come in and done a work in their lives. He is not only God of your past, He is God of your present tonight. Hallelujah. That excites me to know I'm not just facing these situations on by myself or with somebody, but I have the King of Kings. I have the Lord of Lords. I have the Alpha and Omega. He was the beginning and the ending, the first and the last. He's everything. From A to Z and beyond. No matter what you're facing, no matter what you're going through, no matter what you've dealt with, He is God of it. Your past, your present. Acts 1:8, one of my favorite scriptures. But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and all of Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost parts of the earth. It's not predicated. It's not what your last name is. It's not how much money you might have in the bank. I hope you have a lot. It's not what side of the tracks you were born on. It's not what color your skin is. It's not who you know. Except for knowing the King. It's not what career path you've chosen and what you have after your name, PhD, or whatever it might be. All of those things are nice, but it matters that you open your mind and your heart and your soul to God. Say, God, here I am. I want that power. I want to receive that power from on high. And what does that power do? That power is a comfort. It's a guide. And it'll make you a witness to everybody around you. You'll want to share the good news of Jesus. You'll want to tell people, hey, He's not only God of your past, but He's God of your present. Oh, you're going through something? Let me tell you about Jesus. Let me tell you what Jesus has done for me. I'm an overcomer. Not only by the blood of the Lamb, but by the word of my testimony. That means I've got to open my mouth and say something to somebody. Quit being bashful, Shad. That's what they say in South Louisiana. Open that damn mouth and begin to talk. And tell somebody about the good news of Jesus. It's working. Oh, don't everybody shout at one time. It will work. Let me reword it. It not only is working, it will work. Your life can be changed. And I'm telling you, there's a feeling that'll come over you when you walk away from an encounter with somebody that you know they've been hurting. You know just by their countenance and what they're putting off that they're in need. Their present is messed up. Their past is messed up. And because of that, their future, if they don't have a life change, is going to be messed up. But the power from on high, that Holy Ghost, ye shall receive power. After that, the Holy Ghost has come upon you. I challenge you, let the Holy Ghost come upon you. Let God speak through you and to you and tell somebody about Jesus. He is God of your presence. He is God of my present. Say that with me. He is God of my present. Yes, He is. You know, Satan, we get a misconception as Christians, as Holy Ghost filled, Bible believing, scripture quoting Christians. We get a We get confused sometimes, and we think, well, just because I've received the Holy Ghost and I have a great church, a great pastor, and great music, and all the things around me, Satan's going to leave me alone. He ain't going to bother me anymore. Satan doesn't quit attacking just because you've received the Holy Ghost and you've been born again. You remember the story of Peter in the Scriptures where Jesus warned him that he was about to be attacked by the devil? It's found in Luke 22, 31. And the Lord said, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan hath desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. But I have prayed for thee. Hallelujah. What a test to say, Jesus has prayed for me. I have prayed for me that thy faith fail not. And when thou art converted, strengthen thy brethren. And Peter said unto him, I am ready to go with thee. Both into prison and to death. Now, as good as Peter was trying to be here, he was really saying what he thought Jesus wanted to hear, because the fact is he wasn't ready to go to prison or go to death. He wasn't ready for it at all. Sometimes we get our past and our present and the things we're dealing with so jumbled up. And sometimes you just need to stop and just say, God, here I am. God, I'm confused. Lord, the devil's been attacking me and I really don't know what to do. Oh, it sounds good. I'll go to prison with you. I'll die with you. I'm ready. No, you're not. God, here I am. That's what our heart's got to be. God, I open my heart. I open my life. God, if there's anything there that needs to be changed or fixed or touched, would you touch my heart? God, would you take out the past hurts and failures and the present things I'm dealing with? That's what we've got to pray. Jesus provided a means for our strength every day. The present day you're now living in, Jesus has provided a means for your strength. First, his intercession. He said, I have prayed for thee. That's what he told Peter. Second, his joy. Nehemiah 8 and 10. Then he said unto them, go your way, eat the fat, and drink the sweet, and send portions unto them for whom nothing is prepared. For this day is holy unto our Lord. Neither be ye sorry, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. Can I encourage somebody tonight? He's not only God of your past and God of your presence, but the joy of the Lord can be your strength this very hour. Quit letting the devil lie to you. The joy of the Lord is my strength. Hallelujah. His joy, his joy, his joy, his joy is our strength. Third, he's provided a means for our strength every day through his presence. His intercession, his joy, his presence. Isaiah 40 and verse 31. But they that wait upon the Lord. Hallelujah. Sometimes you're going to be waiting. Sometimes you just got to stop and wait. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Hallelujah. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Woo, glory. Hallelujah. It doesn't matter if you've been training for a marathon or not. If you'll just wait on the joy of the Lord and the strength of the Lord and just begin to wait on the Lord, he'll renew your strength. You can walk and not faint. You can spread your wings. You can make it. Did you hear me tonight? Hello? You can make it. You can make it, sir. Ma'am, you can make it. Hallelujah. His spirit, finally. Jude 20. But ye beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Prayer is important. If you haven't noticed for the past several months, Pastor and I, we have been hounding prayer. We have been encouraging prayer. Brother Valentine, we have all three been encouraging prayer. Prayer is important. Your relationship and communication with God is important. Amen. It's important. I was praying today and I was just thanking God. I said Sunday that it, you know, prayer starts in the prayer room and that's what ignites our church, and it does. But God checked me. He said, no, prayer really should start in the home. Before you ever get here on service or while you're driving here, just begin to pray. And then when you get here, make it to, if you just make it for a few minutes, make it to the prayer room. I'm telling you, it works. It works. It works. You want revival? You want the church to grow? It's going to have to be through prayer and fasting and relationship with God. God's going to get all of us ready so when new people come in, we can handle them. Because they're going to have problems with their past. Oh, yeah. Hey, I'm teaching 5 Bible studies right now, and I can tell you every home that I am, they have problems. And most of their problems of their present is something predicated from the past, from something dumb they have done. But God is God of their past, and God is God of their present. Yes, He is. Yes, He is. He is our strength. He is our strength. And finally tonight, God is God of our future. You don't have to go to a hoodoo, voodoo, seance, crystal ball. You don't have to do none of that. God is God of your future. God is God of your future. You can put your trust and your faith in one who will never fail. You can put your hope in one who will never leave you or forsake you. He's going to see you through. And He is God of your future. Everyone has a future, both now and in the life to come. We all have a future. Jeremiah 29 and verse 11. For I know the purposes which I am purposing for you, says Jehovah. Purposes of peace and not of evil. To give you a future and a hope. How does God give us hope for the future? How does He do that? Through the power of the Holy Ghost. Through the infilling of that gift, that power from on high. Romans 15 and 13. Now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that ye may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. There is power. You want to know why you're still having confusion? Maybe you just need to get a fill up of the Holy Ghost and let God take over again and get that self out of the way and get that analytical, confusing, always questioning, always want. Just say, God, here I am. I'm not perfect. I don't understand it all. I don't get it, but I know You do. Reveal Yourself to me. Show me Your ways. Hide Your word in my heart. And when you just get desperate for the power of the Holy Ghost and the power of God in your life, the Bible says, ask and you shall receive. It doesn't say beg, ball, and squall. It said ask. But you got to ask with the right heart and the right spirit. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. Galatians 5 and 5. For we